On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU cross country team was in action at the Viking Invite in Valley City last weekend. Placed third as a team and placing 15th individually was Kirsten Maris. Congratulations on the great meet.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For a first meet, how do you think you did personally?
I think it went really good. Just getting back into the season, it was a nice 4K to start with, and we got another race Friday, which will be a 6K, so a little bit longer, but it was a good start for at the Viking Invite.
How do you stay in cross-country shape over the course of the summer?
Usually I take a little break coming off of track season, and then I start off with just easy miles, conditioning, eating right, staying active over the summer.
What events do you run in the indoor and the outdoor season for track?
For indoor and outdoor track, I'll run the 800 and then the 4x4 relay.
So nothing at all like a 4K or a 6K for cross country. Just technically, as far as form and everything else, how is it different?
Cross country is a lot more endurance, and for track it's a lot more speed, but having the endurance really helps for getting ready for the track season. With cross country, it's a lot more mental mindset, being able to go out and run those miles at the fast pace. But
what's a typical practice like for cross country?
Typical practice is miles. We have 2-day practices twice a week. And then we do miles almost every day. And then a couple days a week we'll do intervals, which might be mile repeats or 1,000 repeats. So
on the indoor and outdoor track season, you've got a fairly consistent footing underneath you all the time. It's a little harder, obviously, than a golf course is or whatever you might be running on that particular week for cross country. But in the fall, I'm guessing you're training a lot on roads and sidewalks and maybe a few grassy areas, but meets are all grass and hills. And how is it difficult to train that way physically?
It is. A lot of girls will roll their ankles. You got to be strong, and good shoes helps too on having the right footing. It is uneven ground, so you got to be careful and you got to watch where you run.
I noticed you guys practicing last week or the week before maybe, and you're all in a pack as you were training. Is that by design? Because in a cross-country meet, you're going to have people running around you all the time, and you got to watch where you're stepping?
No, it's team bonding. It's nice having someone there to run with, and we have a really good team this year. We've got some really good freshmen out, and just – yeah, a lot of team bonding, being there for each other. It's a lot of miles that we run, so it's nice having a group there.
You guys are at the Randy Smith Invite in Glendon, Minnesota this weekend. Have you run on that course before? Do you know what to expect?
Nope. This will be a new race for us, and I think this is the same course that conference will be held at, so this will be a good practice trial for a conference.
Personally, and it's obviously a lot longer of a course, so the times aren't going to be comparable, but what do you want to achieve yet this week to make yourself better?
I can't remember my exact time from last year, but I'd like to improve that from my 6K, hopefully drop like 30 seconds or so, which is a lot when it comes to cross country, so just to drop a little bit more time and to get used to this course, so that way when it comes to conference, I know what to expect.
In the past, the team kind of revolved around Christy, for good or for bad. That's not the issue, but who's the vocal leader? Who's the emotional leader on this team this year?
Well, I think we got captains this year, me personally and Allie, and we got some older girls. So, you know, we don't want to have one specific person that we all look up to. We want to all look up to each other and support each other. It's a team sport, not a complete individual sport.
Are you ready for the pressure that comes with being a captain?
Yeah, we got a small team, so it's kind of nice we lucked out here. But, you know, just taking the role, and you got to be supportive and lead these girls to be ready for indoor and next season and to help them improve.
Kirsten, congratulations on last week and good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the BSU cross country team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.